Welcome back, guys, to 242. It's your boy Nate, followed
and
with
Dennis the Menace
and Caleb.
And then today we don't have Adam again. I don't ask why, because I don't know. And but we do have someone special with us. One of our top listeners are actually with us today, John. John, why don't you introduce yourself?
What's up, guys? This is John. John Shaw. Yo, I'm hyped to be here today with y'all.
All right. So Dennis has been telling us that you actually have listened to quite a bit of our episodes, and I'm kind of shocked by that. I'm not going to lie. I never heard that one before. So,
like, nah, man. I've been tuning in. I love them.
Wait, what is it that you
first
like?
First time
about?
I've heard that.
Yeah, honestly. But what's
now, they go up and down, bro, but sometimes, like, at night, I'm thinking about going on to Netflix or Hulu, but, you know, it's two for two that I'm playing. It's crazy.
He beat out Netflix. It may be because he's not in the household anymore for Netflix, but I don't know. Fucking, I know Netflix kicked me out, so that could be a very
haven't gotten a new login yet.
Yesterday I was at a party with John, and you know I found out Adam wasn't gonna be here, so I'm like, you know what, John, you asked and you're more, and I'm like, we gotta bring him on.
No, bro, I've been waiting ever since the special guest, man. I was a little bummed. I mean, I was looking at the special guest. I can't believe I'm coming after your sister. Like, I feel like we're family too, man. Like, come on, you should.
That's crazy. I will say this on the record too. That is probably the worst episode we've had.
Nate, I was looking at it today. That episode is actually top five. That is our number five episode.
I know why, though. I know why, because they actually posted about it, because...
Now, you know what? This one's going to be posted, too.
Oh, that's what we like to hear. See? So, it's kind of like... brings me into what I wanted to talk about today. So, you know, we all went to the same high school, and we all came up... like, we all knew who each other were and everything. And then... it's kind of how everything works. You go to college, things change. And I've just been like, I've been thinking about that lately. Like, damn, like, just the way things have changed. Like, there's some people that I knew in high school that, like, I could not recognize them now. And, like, I know John's been doing a lot with music lately. And I've never actually, like, thought about that until, like, lately. And I've just been, like, curious on how you actually do all that. And, like, what do you do for, like, your music, you know?
Oh, facts, bro. I mean, you and Dennis actually knew the origin of, like, my music story, which is my dad, my pops.
Yeah.
And, you know, Caleb, too, actually, like, he was a music teacher in the middle school that y'all went to.
And my golf coach. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, and that's the biggest reason he knows you, Nate, that he loves you. But, yeah, no, that's my big inspiration, and I was just, like, doing band and chorus, you know, just, like, how we do in elementary and middle and all that.
Yeah.
But then it was after COVID, I was like, you know what? I can take this kind of seriously. Like, why not make some, like, stuff for myself? So I started, you know, investing a little here and there. And before you know it, like, made some friends and made a couple songs and an album. And I think it's been, like, a year and a half now. But it's crazy, bro. It just starts with, like, messing around, having fun. Kind of like this, bro. It's fire.
That's pretty much how we started up, too. It just... try it out.
Like, what if we just started recording our talks?
Yeah. Dude, literally. No, literally. It's so fun. And once you have, like, an outlet, it's, like, addicting.
Yeah. So, like, are you doing music just because you really, like, you enjoy it and, like, you just, like, putting your stuff out there? Like, just your creative work? Or is it, like, you want to do, like, a career in music? Like...
see, like, I don't know, man. I could have gone to college for music, too, but, I really wanted to go for psychology. I wanted to, like, study the mind and everything. Mm-hmm. And now I'm a social work major, but it all kind of ties in because it's all about just, like, spreading good messages, that type of vibe, you know, bringing happiness to people. Because that's what music is, you know, it makes you feel good. Whether you're listening to some, like, Marvin Gaye, or, I mean, bro, you could be listening to some, like, Sexy Red, bro. It can make you feel a certain type of way. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever you're listening to, it makes you feel like, you know, that's therapy. It's crazy.
But, man.
Pop Smoke whenever he comes
on. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, get some Pop Smoke on. Like, give me my bachelor's degree in Pop Smoke.
Dennis is all about pop, bro.
Yeah.
Dennis is all about pop.
Pop comes on, my dancing just gets activated.
So it's the New York in you, Dennis. It's the New York in you.
New York.
I think I've talked to you two about it. I don't think we haven't talked in a while, so I don't know if you would know this. But there was a study recently about how there's certain frequencies that are embedded in your genetic code. So that's why you resonate with certain songs more than others.
I remember you saying this, yeah.
Which, that's pretty sick when you think about the whole psychology of it.
And yeah, how it mixes together.
Like, that's got to be able to give you a good heads up. Like, hey, there's actually this stuff in music.
Oh, yeah. No, there's so much potential, too. And it's, like, something that everyone loves, too. Like, I don't think there's a day, like, where someone doesn't think about putting their headphones in or, like, putting on a speaker or something. So it's, like,
yeah,
it's cool.
Yeah. Hey, man, like, I respect that. Like, I have zero, absolutely fucking zero creative, like, musical anything other than, like, STEM. I have no skills there. So I respect anybody that can go out there and feel creative enough to make something like that.
I can't do what you do, though, bro. I can't do any STEM, dude. I cannot do any of that.
Yeah, I just took four exams on all different maths, and I did not enjoy it. But I'm good at that, though.
I could barely name four types of math. What exams do you have?
It gets ridiculous.
I've had theory of interest. Shit. I took theory of probability, theory of stat, abstract calc 1. Like, it was not a fun week, let's just say that. But
in a week? Nah, that's crazy.
Four in 1 week, and now I'm going off the spring break, so you already know I'm going to be doing nothing next week.
Yeah. As you should. I only had one midterm, but it was mechatronics, and it was all on paper. It was
bullshit. All my exams have been paper this year, and it sucks.
But, like, mechatronics, you're supposed to use your computer. She had us write out everything. She had us write out
that's
code.
Fucked. Oh, that's stupid.
It was ridiculous.
No, it's like a TV show. Like, Bionicles. Like, some...
Yeah. See, I remember when we were, like, in high school, and that should be nothing. Like, paper test, I didn't study. Like, I was fine.
Did
and now it's like,
in high school?
I never studied in high school. No,
only for finals and midterms.
Yeah, that's the only time I actually studied. Besides that, I was fine. And then I got to college, thinking I could do the same thing. No,
nope.
College has changed my perspective.
Especially with
on
STEM
life.
Majors. STEM majors, you cannot get away with it.
Yeah, no, it changed my perspective on life, man.
Literally.
Yeah, so, John, you go to school, right? I'm sorry, I don't really know everything, like, what you've been up to lately. Besides
the
music track.
I'm in Bing right now, I go to Bing.
Oh, shit, I didn't know you were at, like, Bing, too.
Yeah, we met with Sir Dennis, I've got a couple other Pine Bush locals around here somewhere, but nah, it's fun, it's cloudy, it's,
I've been to Bing, it is pretty fucking cloudy.
I don't know what else to say about it. It's cloudy and gray, and we got some...
Cold?
Some cold, some wind.
I mean, these past 2 days were nice. We have me and John, we play on the same intramural soccer team.
I was going to say, I thought you said we play on the same, and I swear if you said Ultimate Frisbee, John, I would not let that down.
All right, bro, all right, here's the thing.
John has some self-respect.
Listen. Bro, he tried to get me on the team, man. He tried that with everybody. Nah, I was stepping my feet in the water, too, because, like, I have some other friends who are on, like, the men's team and the girls' team, and I was like, shit, he might have got me here, but no, I couldn't do it. It wasn't for me. My hips couldn't take it.
Yeah, John did come to a couple of practices. I was teaching him, and then
It's fun, though. Mm.
It is fun. I'll give him that, but I cannot... take it that seriously. I can't. Like, I'll play it, like, if I want to do, instead of going to the gym for cardio, I'll go do that.
No, for real. But, for real.
Oh, yeah, so, you'll get your cardio workout. Trust me.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, trust me, I know that.
Cliff, shut the fuck up, bro. You run fucking miles, okay?
Yeah, that's better cardio.
But Caleb can't do it no more because he got old-ass knees, bro.
No, the knees haven't been a problem lately.
Oh, it's a small intestine.
Didn't you?
Wait, what happened to the small intestine?
They're still trying to figure shit out, but like, bro, there's something in there that just ain't right.
Bro, you got Caleb versus Caleb violence, man. Caleb on Caleb.
It's always Caleb versus Caleb.
There's always something. Between the concussion where I couldn't talk for like 5 hours, the knees, it's just always
something. I was there for the concussion.
Yeah.
I was there for that.
That was bad.
It's malfunctions.
Because we were playing football. And we made a rule because we're not tackling because that's just fucking stupid. So we did. You cannot fumbles are automatically back to the offense because someone's gonna dive and get fucking knocked out. What happens as soon as a fumble happens for the first time? Caleb dives for it.
Two of us go for it.
Yeah, yeah, but you're one of them.
Yeah, and so and he had a stronger head apparently.
Head Caleb's or shoulder or something was straining at Caleb's head.
Caleb's dumbass didn't remember much after that.
Yeah, Caleb was not speaking much.
Yeah, I didn't
Caleb speak was not hours. Talking.
Did you get the ball though?
I did get the ball.
Yeah.
But it didn't matter.
But the game ended. But see, like,
we ended the game right there.
Dude, we would play those football games. That was like probably one of the last good ones we had because high school COVID, those football games, those were peak. Like, we would have our core, like, 12 guys.
12?
Yeah, we would do a, like, 6v6, but this shit was competitive.
It would Wait, who was on? Would I know that? Like, who was
yeah, you would.
Yeah, who was on?
You yeah, you probably know him.
You were David Ramirez?
Yeah.
Chris Gentile?
Okay.
Jack Grabowski?
Dom?
Dom's our neighbor. Dom Igmasi. You probably wouldn't
yeah,
know
no,
him.
Yeah, no, I know Dom.
Oh, you know Dom?
He's younger though, right?
He's
younger though.
Mike?
Michael Nelson.
He's not listening to this, so I'll say it. Fuck off, Dom.
There's also a couple of people outside the group, but every now and then, like, Aaron would play, Ellen's brother.
Yeah.
Nate's sister played Cameron played in one game.
Cameron played quite often.
I didn't even know Nate had siblings.
Yeah, I have only one sister, bro.
Shout out.
She'll get on here eventually.
If she ever wants to.
She probably doesn't want
to. Really?
Yeah.
Why didn't she?
I don't know why she didn't. But she said she was going to hang out with her friend.
Fake.
That's what they all said.
Dude, you know, we always played.
Yeah.
And then recently the games became lopsided because me, Nate, Caleb, and Adam are just fucking cracked now.
John, let me tell you this. We played in a total 10 games. I never lost.
Yeah.
Wait, well, you were QB1?
No.
No, I was typically QB. Okay,
I was wide receiver 1.
All right.
Unstoppable. Getting AB in his prime.
Dennis finally learned how to catch. Didn't do it, much good.
But it took a lot of practice. It took a lot of practice with me and Dennis.
That's the important part.
We didn't do sellies all that much.
What?
But no, it was so fun.
That's but hard. Dude, yeah, COVID. Catch. I remember when we got 2 weeks off for COVID, and we're like, "Yo, let's fucking play." And so we played like
multiple times.
Yeah, but it went. We would do touchdowns for 1 point up to 20 and win by 2. We would have games go 26-24.
Yeah,
oh, and this is hours. Hours.
You're probably 30s, bro. That's fire.
Yeah.
Dude, there was some. We played in the snow one time. Dude, yeah. We played so many, and
this was like prime COVID before isolation.
Yeah. That was the best time.
That was the best time.
But then I remember because Chris damn near cried because that was the week where Kobe died. I remember Chris read that. He goes, "No fucking way, Kobe died." And we're like, "Nah, you're playing." Like, what?
And then
and the news broke, and we're like, "Holy shit." That happened right after the game ended.
No.
Dude, screw 2020.
2020 was a shit year, bro.
Nah, bro.
But nah, I do miss those games. I miss high school for the simplicity of life. I know I sound like an old head or some weird ass motherfucker, but seriously. Like, damn. I miss simple life, bro.
But like, what's weird, like speaking of sports, like me and John, like we didn't talk much in high school, but we played Little League together, and like that's a huge throwback.
I bet John does not remember this.
No, he's not.
He does not remember this. He was like, "Damn, this creep remembers this shit." Like, damn.
But no, we had like this small group. Like, no matter what teams we were on, like we'd always like, we would go to Powell's usually.
Definitely,
but, like, dude, that was fun.
No, that was like, well, how old were we? Seventh grade? Or younger than that?
I think we were younger than that. I think it was like fifth, sixth.
See, that's when life was really simple.
Yeah.
No, that was so fun.
Yeah.
We went to like this one, the Powells had like a farm.
Yeah, they had the farm. Yeah.
And I remember it was my first time like seeing animals like that.
Animals?
No, not seeing animals, but it was like, I don't know, we got to like see like sheep and like pigs and cow. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know. They had a pretty nice farm, but they had a lot of area in the back where, like, we would go camping or play in that fort and stuff like that.
Right. Did you remember that swing set back there?
Oh, dude, that was... I remember climbing to the top of that and then someone hitting me with a pine cone.
Did you fall off?
I'm pretty sure I fell.
I have one video
that was as strong as pine cone, damn.
It was as strong as throw. I was also super skinny.
You still are.
Even more so.
Nah, how dare you, Caleb? Because you just brought up a memory, bro. I remember, like, swinging on that swing.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. You know how, like, you always, like, want to, like, loop around the swing? Like, when you, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you have that moment that you're like, yo, what if I do a 360 around the swing?
Around the pole. Yeah, right. So I was trying to, but something didn't go right, and I tried to jump or something, but I just landed, like, right on my back, and it was the first time I got the wind knocked out of me. So, thank you for bringing up that memory.
Of course. That's what we're here for.
Caleb just brings up any injury ever.
Dude, I just remind everyone of their worst injuries.
Yeah. But we've been having this debate, John. Is what? Dennis or Caleb more injury prone?
Ooh.
It's
Caleb
tough.
Gets hurt in stupid ways. Like, he doesn't even try. But Dennis does stupid things to get hurt.
Okay, what I've heard just from listening to y'all talk about this, like, on the episode, just because I don't hang out with you guys as much, I hear that Dennis gets injured a lot more when he's just a little intoxicated. And that's when his injuries come upon him.
I mean, most of the ones I know, not necessarily.
No.
But
no, I know a lot that are not from that, but the others I would like to be informed on.
But what I'm hearing is John has a story.
Yeah.
No,
John has to have a story.
As in, like, the last night.
No, I've just seen, like, debilitating pictures of Dennis. We have a group chat that is used for our intramural team.
You're getting outed
and,
so bad right
and
now.
No. I'm not describing.
He's not even trying to defend
pictures.
Himself. He's telling
saying,
the truth.
Like, bro, like, it seems to get himself in some trouble sometimes, but I see
John,
Caleb
I want to hear some of these
listing
stories,
off of
man.
All his medical injuries and how his body's failing him.
Oh, I'm getting old.
I'm going to have to go with Caleb right now.
That's fair. But my argument is that I might get injured more, but I bounce back way quicker than Dennis does.
All right, Nate, what do you think? What's your argument?
Dude, this is, like, a hard decision. Honestly, I've always been in the middle because Caleb, I know Caleb gets hurt in stupid ass ways, and then he'll heal quicker, but that just means if he heals in a week and a half he's hurt again.
Yeah,
Dennis,
so I get hurt more often.
Yeah, so
not
Dennis,
as critical.
Dennis does the stupidest shit. Like, did you ever know about how he broke his collarbone?
I don't know, actually.
Story
Wait,
time.
No, what
Dennis,
happened?
I want to let Dennis talk about how he broke his collarbone all because right,
no,
he's gonna tell you, and it's not gonna be true.
Okay. I want to hear both versions of the story. My version is true. Right,
I just want to put that out there. So, we were doing our football game. It was May. End of May.
It was sometime, but it was super dry out.
Yes. Super dry out. I was ready. I had a bad game last time. I was like, I got to do good this game. So, first play, I get the ball. I turn the corner. And Adam pushes me.
No, Caleb,
don't interrupt him. We're
okay,
hearing two stories.
Okay.
And then Turin touches me. And in that process, I lose footing. And here's the bad part. I forgot my cleats, and Caleb told me to get cleats, and I said I'm good.
Wait, a little bit of backstory. I typically show up with a bag of old cleats, soccer cleats, baseball cleats.
Oh,
so
you're
like,
ready.
I got the hookup. I'm like, Dennis.
Bro's like
a
fucking
cleats.
Dealer.
Wear them. I got a pair of cleats. Wear them. It's like, no, I'm good.
So you had the cleats with you?
I had the cleats. They were like three extra pairs of cleats just sitting in the bag.
Now, Dennis is good, though.
Yeah, Dennis.
I said he's good.
He's
good, though.
Yeah.
He feels good.
So, when that got me, I lost footing, but I was also slipping. And somehow, because recently, I tried to redo the injury, like, redo how I fell when I was with Nate during break, and I still, it doesn't make sense how I landed.
It doesn't make sense. We were trying.
You, like, reenact it?
Yeah, and it just didn't make sense to me. But I guess I landed on my shoulder that day, and I heard a crack.
I think you landed on your elbow, and it went up.
Into your shoulder?
No,
that's
no,
a very
like,
common way to break collarbone.
Like, yeah, your elbow goes into the ground, and it's not moving anymore, so your shoulder goes in and it just snaps.
So,
as your torso is going down, your arm goes up.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So I hit a crack.
Not a fun time.
No. At first, everyone thought I was being dramatic. I thought it was fun. No, I tried to play.
Yeah, wait till I tell you.
I know.
And then I realized at that point, something was definitely very wrong. But no, Michael fucking Nelson, I know you're listening, you fucking bitch. Motherfucker thought I was being a bitch. So you can fuck off, because I was hurt.
Alright, yes, Dennis, is that the end of your version? Turn. Is it my turn now?
Yeah, go Nate.
Alright, John, you ready for this? Here's what really happened. Okay. So, we're playing. Like Dennis said, the timing was right. It was sometime late near end of May, June time, right?
Okay.
And it was super dry. So grass, you know, is that gold brown color, and you're just, it's dry as shit.
Crispy grass. Thinking he's good without cleats.
Yeah, yeah. So Caleb's like, Dennis, you need cleats? And he goes, Nah, I'm good today. And he's like, okay. So we go, and I think it was like,
wait, I gotta know what type of shoes he had on though.
I think he just had like, Dennis, what shoes do you normally wear?
They were
Asics? Are they Asics?
I think it was Nike.
No.
Nike.
Really? No, I thought that was your Under Armour phase.
At least you didn't have Crocs.
I don't have phases, bro. I just pick the shoe color I like and I wear it.
That's crazy. And it was always blue.
Oh, my bad.
My bad. All right,
okay, so, okay. John, you got this picture in your head now, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, we're playing. And Dennis, I think I threw him a pass, right?
Right.
And because we would switch up positions all the time, so I would throw it to Dennis. He caught it, and he's trying to juke out Adam. And Dennis has no juke ability. I'm sorry, but wait.
Wait, boss. Not at that time.
Okay, so he got
over
better.
The years,
okay,
got
so
better.
He got better.
Okay,
but
picture
at that time,
a penguin trying to juke someone.
Yeah.
All they're gonna do is waddle.
That's a really.
That is Dennis.
No, it's more like an alligator trying to turn really fast.
There you go.
Dennis is really fast, straightforward. Any lateral movement,
he is really fast, straightforward.
You would break him in fucking high school if you just made one cut. Dennis was not good at that. But so Dennis tries to juke Adam. Adam, I swear, barely touched this man. He did not push him. He barely touched him. Dennis tried to juke, slipped. His foot went from underneath him. His right foot went right underneath him. He fucking fell. Swoop. Was parallel to the earth. Put his arm down. Snap. And he's just on the ground going, ow.
No.
Like a dog just broke. Like a dog just broke his leg. And so Mike. Yeah. Dennis was right on this part. Mike did say, Dennis, stop being a little bitch. You're fine. And I'm like, I've never seen Dennis like this. It might actually be hurt.
Originally, me and like two of the other guys, I think Adam was one of them, thought he dislocated it.
Yeah.
And then we asked Dennis to do a certain range of motion. He could do it, but there was pain. So me and Adam were like, yeah, no, something's broken. But like originally we thought it was dislocated. If we tried to relocate it, you would have been screwed.
Oh, and because yeah. Mike was calling Dennis a bitch, and Dennis was like, fuck you. So he tried to play and tried to throw. And he immediately dropped the ball and said, I can't, and just said, I'm done.
Yeah. I just remember watching you walk back to your house.
I didn't walk back.
Yeah, you did.
I got on a bike and biked.
Did you?
Yes. And my mother yelled at me.
Hey, all I know is Dennis, that's probably the least crazy way Dennis has hurt himself. Dennis, wasn't there a bathroom story?
Huh?
Is it a bathroom story?
Or is it Adam?
That's Adam. Adam, I gotta tell this.
Wait, what's up?
This
Adam
so
can't
fun.
Defend himself, but honestly, he's had enough times to come and try and defend himself, I say fuck it.
He's working right now. So here it is. This was in high school, freshman year. Adam, somehow, he was taking a shower, and he slipped on a bar of soap and like messed up his right foot, and it's funny because his mother had to go in there and help him.
Dennis's ability to tell stories is just like
poor.
So minimal. Yeah.
He gives you barely any detail, so you have so many questions left.
Exactly.
No, that was a 3-sentence story, but I got the gist.
The gist is he was butt ass naked in the shower, slipped on a bar of soap, broke his foot.
You gotta add something there.
Yeah, okay, my bad. And goddamn.
Don't worry, your storytelling will become as good as your juking has.
Just practice.
Still pretty mid.
Hey, you just got lots of highlights. I'll be cooking people deep left and right.
I love how Dennis has highlights for Ultimate Frisbee, and he like Dennis, shows everyone.
Dennis sends them to the group chat, and I actually watch them, but they're funny. They're just funny. And then the blooper reel is mainly just Dennis.
Okay, that's
and he knows funny. I'm right.
It's both him messing up and just doing stupid stuff,
and him just
and
being dumb.
Crazy stuff on cams. I don't keep it PG. I'm always cursing.
No, bro, you can't. It's like when you make the noise, like you're just better at the sport you play, like tennis. Like when you hit the ball, you got to moan. Like that's what you have to do. Like
it's crazy that he brought up tennis.
It'll make you hit harder.
Nate, do you make sound when you golf?
Golf's different.
No, but do you?
No, I don't go. I don't hit my shot and go. Oh, yeah, no. No, I just hit it, and then I'm usually yelling "fuck" because I feel like I did a bad shot.
Nate, have you been golfing recently, bro?
Not this week, but I have golfed like I would say 2 times this semester. Like I've been busy, but
gotcha.
I do like try. I like playing down here because of the grass. It's very different, but it's not the same because at home I could almost play anywhere for free. So
right.
I don't like pain.
Yeah, no, cheap. No, yeah, no.
So okay. I'll go to like a par 3 course and just go. Me and my roommate will go there and we'll just fucking hit shots, and we'll stay there forever. But
bro, we gotta get these two guys golfing.
Dennis, actually, I've had a request. Again, I'm gonna say it because fuck him. He's not gonna ever listen to this. Dom wants to play golf. And he wants us to have you go out with us because he thinks it'll be hilarious, and I don't disagree.
Yo, podcast golf episode?
Yep. That would be fire.
That
would
be fun.
Dude, I have a camera,
then
too.
We can
get
and then
some
we
footage.
Oh,
my gosh.
I do have the GoPro now, too.
It's a 2-4-2? Holy shit. It's a 2v2 for 2-4-2?
Yo, I think we need to do this.
Can I be on Nate's team because I suck?
I want Adam. I'm Dang. Joking. I'll take Dennis.
Fuck
I'll take
you
Dennis.
Too.
I'll take Dennis.
It makes sense.
My name doesn't even come up. That's
Caleb. You're not allowed to be on my team.
What?
I don't know. I'm assuming
you've never
you're
seen
better
me golf.
Than them too. I'm assuming yeah. you're better than them too.
I'll take it.
I know. See, me playing golf would involve me missing the ball and launching the golf club into the sky.
Yeah.
Would
yeah,
you
that's
throw
why you gotta have your
club
own
first?
Clubs. I'm not letting you use my clubs.
Can
I hope
use
you
your
do
clubs?
This. No. No one's allowed to use my clubs.
Why not? I don't have clubs.
Nobody.
My sister has clubs.
Get the little fucking... Get the little top flight clubs there.
You said get the top flight clubs.
Wait, we can get the golf carts and go drifting.
Okay, or, Dennis is not allowed to drive a golf cart.
I'm not going to lie. I expected Dennis to say, get the golf carts and go wee.
I was expecting a wee too. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Wee!
There you go.
There, play that.
Dennis,
John, have
you
been golfing too, though?
Everyone else is playing. Dennis is just, like, whipping around the cart. Just
kind of
Wee! Yeah, no. Everyone's playing. Dennis is just driving in the background. It's like Caleb's recording us, like, for the fucking, like, the fucking VOD pod, whatever. I don't know video shit. He's videoing, and you just see in the background Dennis driving in circles.
Then you hear an explosion, and you see me come back, and I'm like, sorry, guys.
And you're like, well, we lost the cart.
No more cart.
You are
John,
not driving the golf cart.
John,
please.
Do you be playing golf, though, with your dad or nah?
Not as much as I'd like to, dude. Like, only over the summer, like, really. He asked me to go out, and I gotta take him up more on it. But, dude, they have a golf simulator here at Bing, at the apartment complex I'm at. It's pretty lit. Only got a couple times. But...
Dennis, start hitting the range.
Bro, yes, Dennis, you gotta pull up. I have clubs.
You could do some range.
I have a couple
stuff.
Extra clubs.
No,
let me know.
I feel like Dennis...
Wait. Dix has a golfing thing now.
Yeah, but you gotta pay for it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
nice. I think.
So
I would never recommend going to the Dix simulator
no.
to my worst enemy.
Yeah. See, when I picture Dennis golfing, it's going to take him a while to figure out the drive. Like, he's either going to be slicing it or putting it right down the middle.
He's going to slice. But he's going to slice.
I feel like he's going to get screwed up when he's got to use, like, 9 irons and stuff like that and maybe putting.
For some reason, I'm
putting,
like,
he will 100% suck.
Yes.
He'll have to he's not going to know how to use certain different irons.
Yeah.
This is the arc. This is the new arc that is going to be focused on. Dennis's journey to becoming
a That's crazy pro that there's golfer. A new arc of the podcast. It's Dennis learning how to golf. You know you hit that 20, 21 years old range when you decide, I need to start golfing.
Yeah.
Every young guy who is either finishing college or is in college is like, I need to start playing golf now.
Yeah.
Wake up one morning. It's time.
Just go on Marketplace and find a random set of clubs.
Are you ready?
You might get killed. You might get your organ stolen. Yeah, but who knows?
I'm right.
Have you guys bought stuff off of Marketplace ever?
I have not, but...
Was it real?
But I feel like I've seen some shit about it.
For like $20. It's pretty good.
What?
It was actually back in Worthboro.
Really? It was legit?
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's got film, you had a good experience. I don't really use it.
I've seen videos where people like get in bad situations because of Facebook Marketplace.
Well, no, you got to go with someone, and you need to make sure that it's a mutual location, like a Walmart parking lot, or
sus. What you mean? I think that's sus.
Middle of a parking lot, or go to their house.
Okay.
Like, those are your options.
All right. If someone told me to meet them at like a parking lot, I don't know, but I guess that's fair.
It's for both of your privacy.
But I wouldn't want somebody to be, like, pulling up to my crib, though.
No.
That's a good point.
But, like,
I'd rather parking lot than my house.
True. Very true.
Also depends on what you're buying.
Crack cocaine.
Yeah. Crack cocaine.
On Facebook Marketplace.
On Facebook Marketplace.
Dude, you're so buying it from a cop at that point that's ready to put you in cuffs. If you're trying to buy crack.
That's a good point.
Are undercover cops like? Have you ever seen them in public? Because I just think they're fake. Like I don't.
They're real. They are real.
Yeah, they are.
Have you seen one?
I've seen them at bars before. Yeah, down here. Yeah.
No way.
Like, I've also seen like the cars, undercover cars.
I've seen lights.
So the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, SLED for short.
Yeah.
They come to Clemson during the semester basically because they have nothing else better to do, and they sit here in the bars. And they'll go like undercover, like they'll be dressed normal clothes in the bar, and then out of nowhere ask you for your ID.
Fuck
and
that.
then they'll hit you with like an MIP. So like I'm 21, so I don't have to worry, but I still see them. Like I still know what I'm looking for.
What do they do? Like what? That's wild.
Oh, they gain money quota. See them. But I see them in there, and it's like some older person, and they're dressed up, and they're at the bar, but not even drinking.
They'll just be like standing, like rocking in the car.
Yeah, they're just standing, looking around. I'm like, oh hell yeah, they're sled. Some girl walks by with a drink in her hand, and they instantly card her, and I'm like, yep.
That's crazy.
Yep.
We don't have that here, do we? Stuff like that.
Well, I don't know if you've seen, but those are this.
No, you probably have cops who just walk in the bars, but you know the cops.
Damn.
You gotta be careful.
I will be careful.
Yeah, because you're 20, right?
Yeah, but I don't go to bars like that, you know?
I'm just saying in general, because I guess Santa Con was too much, and now they're going, like, hardcore for this.
Oh, for real?
They're saying they're right, frats, shut them down.
What?
See, last weekend was Aunt Patty's Day. It wasn't Saint, like, because this weekend's Saint Patty's Day.
Yeah, right.
So you always do the week before it's Aunt Patty's Day, and everyone still goes and acts like it's Saint Patty's Day. Because usually they make our spring break during Saint Patrick's Day.
We used to do Saint Practice?
Yeah.
Or something like that? Yeah.
So you do that, we do Aunt Patty's Day. But it's the same thing. It's the same fucking
Your
thing.
Your shit got big, though? It was big?
Yeah, it's like you go. Every frat's throwing something, and if you're under 21, if you're 21, you go downtown, and every bar is just fucking green. Prices are super cheap. Everyone just goes crazy. I went from 11 a.m. till 3 a.m.
Hey, that's my kind of night.
It was a struggle, and it's because it was like daylight savings, so we sprung ahead. So it went from 1:59 a.m. to 3 a.m., and I was like, bro.
That's crazy. Do you caffeine it when you have days like that or not?
I don't drink caffeine, actually.
At all?
None.
Smart.
It is smart.
I don't have coffee. I don't have any. I've never had a Celsius. If that's an energy drink, I don't know. Never had like Rain, Monster, any of those. Never had them.
Wait, so how did you rate the energy drinks then?
Oh, because I was assuming off of popularity.
Hold up, John just called out an old episode that I'm sure we all forgot about.
No, I've been listening, man.
Bro had that ready.
But no, I was just thinking, because I've never had a Celsius.
John, I think if you remember correctly, I say I don't drink these, so I'm just going to rank them.
Okay, that's fair. But same thing, like, I've never had some of them, but, like, apparently Celsius is a shit.
Yes, I like Celsius a lot. But
Caleb likes it so much that he had a really, really, really warm one out of Dennis's car one day.
Yeah, no. So we were recording a podcast, and typically we start really late because they get off work, and I was at my job, so we all meet up at Nate's house. So I'm like, they call me at like 10:30. Hey, we're going to head over soon. We'll see you there. I'm like, okay, I'm going to just grab a Celsius on the way. Dennis is like, no, I got one. Don't worry.
We had this.
So we get there.
We had this.
I drink it. Dennis tells me like 2 hours later. Yeah, that's been sitting in my car for 2 weeks. Like, what the heck?
Yeah,
no, you
downed
it by that point.
I already downed that shit.
Yeah, he downed it. He loved it. But Dennis was like, "Should I give this to Caleb?" And I was like, "Yes." And Adam's like, 100%.
That warm carbonation.
And he didn't even notice. Bro's just a fiend.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
I needed the caffeine. I bought one for tomorrow morning because I'm about to get up early. But
yeah.
When it comes to caffeine, Adam number one, Caleb number two. I'll put myself third because I have a Celsius once in a while, and Nate just doesn't do it at all.
See, I was going to say, if you somehow put me before you, you are delusional.
Like, I've cut back a lot, but Adam's bad. Not bad, but he'll have a lot.
He seems like he's working, though. Like, working.
Oh, he's always working.
Yeah. Like, it's hard to get him on podcast
Adam's
episodes.
Always fucking working.
Yeah. How do you do that? Like,
yeah. Every time I call him, he's like, yeah, I'm just doing my work. I'm doing my science like Adam, bro.
Because he's teacher's assistant. He's doing, 18 credits. I think he also...
Well, he's trying to get his PhD.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, like, he's working, and he's back home on spring break now, and he's actually, like, working at the restaurant. So...
Adam is a workaholic.
Yeah.
Bro, I wish I could just, like, step into that restaurant for a day. See what that world's like. It seems so crazy, bro. Because... Because I worked at Cosmos in Middletown, so we have, like, our own little, like, Italian experience. And I'll just step up into, like... I'm not saying I want to work there, but I want to see what it's like.
Hey, we're always hiring, you know?
No, bro. John,
we're
save
always
yourself.
Hiring.
Yeah, save yourself. Like Nate said.
I've already been
it's
pulled in.
When
it's
you
too
know
late
people.
For me.
I've quit, like, what, 4 times at this point?
What?
Yeah, it's too late for me, bro. It's too late. I've been pulled in.
Yeah.
Nate's locked in.
It took Dennis five or so years to get me to join.
And his sister is also working there now.
Yeah, I got very desperate.
The family package.
Dennis, did you work with her yet?
I did work with Cameron.
Is she any good?
Working with Cameron is so funny. Because I've never seen her like
I bet it's funny.
Black
but
dress
she's
shirt,
good.
Black pants, and a tie, and I thought it was hilarious. But no, she was doing good. She helped me get all the wine boxes from the liquor room and helped me put them on the wine wheel when I went over to help the other room.
So is she like floating or is she?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's glasses now. So Aaron's now above her because he has his own section and Cameron's on glasses.
No way.
That's kind of interesting.
That's scary.
That is.
Yeah. I tell Aaron every time, I'm like, make sure you do your job or else you're fired.
Okay, way to keep it straight.
You have firing power like that?
No, I don't. I just, it's funny because he believes me.
Bro, pretend. Just pretend.
Dennis actually has no power like that.
Nate, we only worked together for what, like a month? 2 months?
Yeah, and I got to witness some funny shit. Let me tell you.
The four of us together was ridiculous.
We were all in a room together.
It would be me and Adam together, and then Dennis and Caleb. And I remember Caleb fucked up the checks one time, and him and Dennis yelled at each other for a legit.
Yo, bro, I did not fuck that up.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
No.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
I'm from a opposing. I'm from the outside source, and yes, you fucked that up, bro.
Man handed me a book, said go to this table. The book and the table were not like supposed.
Buddy, you went to the wrong table.
No, I went to the table number you told me.
If
with
Dennis
the book from another
ever gives
table.
Me a check, I immediately look at the receipt.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It is my fault for trusting Dennis. I'm sorry.
It's my fault for trusting you.
Wait, so what? So wait, why was he in charge of the check and you were in charge of the table?
He was waiter. I was busser.
Oh,
so
okay.
The way
wait,
it works.
Busser does checks.
The way it works at Grappa is. So busser will start off with like bread and maybe get drink orders, and also they're cleaning up the table as it's going, like a waiter would at another job. They can't use bus buckets, but they'll also drop off check, take dessert orders, stuff like that. So it's a little different than like what you were saying about your job.
Definitely.
The busser's only drop off the checks if I'm like in a bad spot.
Got a couple tables.
Yeah.
No, but I almost always did that for, like, Adam. Because, like...
Me and Dennis
Adam
had that.
Is,
me
Adam,
and Dennis
take
had
advantage of his busser. That's all he does.
You and Dennis had a rhythm. Me and Adam would have a rhythm. So when me and Dennis would get paired, I was like, can we just switch? Like,
me,
it just makes it easier on
me
everyone.
And Dennis... I have rhythm with anybody, bro. That's just a you thing. You and Dennis always bicker at each other, and it's so funny.
Dennis always tries to pull, like, the hierarchy shit when, like, it's just not necessary.
Dennis doesn't pull hierarchy shit on me because I know my
Nate,
place.
Who do you like to be paired with, Nate?
Like, out of anybody?
Yeah.
Shit. I like Adam because Adam gets a lot more tips. That's the one downside of Dennis, bro.
Oh, shit.
It is true.
Dennis tries to rush you out. So he could get more tables, so he takes a risk of less tip money, so he can make more money on new tables. And unless
Dennis
it's busy, that does not work.
Yeah.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
I think it's
Adam,
better to get more
tables. I'm really good at getting tips,
well.
And I get a lot of tips too, so.
See, you know who's underrated busing for? Rennick.
Oh no, I like busing for Rennick.
Yeah. Rennick usually gets pretty good tips, and he will
I've
like,
only
make sure
with,
you include in the entire
I worked with Leah once, but Leah was really good.
Leah is good.
Yeah. I'm usually with... the twins are good. I'm usually with them.
Yeah, I haven't worked there in a while, so I don't know if stuff's changed.
I've been with Christy the most, I believe.
That'd be crazy. Dude, if you had a twin, that'd be weird.
Okay, if you had a twin, guys, would you want it to be, like... the same, like, a guy? Or would you want it to be, like, a girl twin?
Well, I was supposed to be an identical twin, so...
Really?
You ate it. Wow. Yeah.
And in utero, you took that?
I don't know.
Swallowed a baby?
I would
Swallowed a baby.
He became stronger from it.
Bro gained more strength. Bro gained more strength. That's why his abdomen's hurting.
I had, like, such little motor functions. I couldn't speak, but I absorbed my twin.
Damn.
I would want a guy twin, because then we could fucking destroy things together and have some bug and bun going wild. And
hey, yo.
Drunk.
Pause.
But I still get drunk.
Keep pausing.
All right, but that's fair.
Low-key.
Nate.
If,
male or female twin?
See... I agree with that. No, I can't say that because then it's sus. I agree to a sense. Like, a guy twin would be fire because, like, if I got someone to challenge me in sports like that, right? But the thing is, knowing my father, if I had a twin that was a girl, she would still be a really good athlete.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I would just be – it would be competitive still. But I think the thing is like, with – a sister, I feel like you understand how to. You have. It helped me in a way because it somewhat helped me understand how they think more.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
Like that's the only thing. Like I would have a lot more friends that are girls if I was like, if I had that. So that could be a very good plus.
Mm-hmm.
Very good plus.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But with a guy, he it's like you're good with that. So,
but wait,
honestly,
wait.
For me, it's a very hard decision.
If you were going to have a male twin, would you want them to be identical or fraternal?
Identical, because that motherfucker's not going to be more attractive than me.
Facts.
Yes, but like, can you imagine two Dennises?
Holy shit!
Like, it's time for one. What?
But they're two different people. They're just identical.
Did you say you shoot one?
No. I did not say that.
What would the other one's name be?
My twin was supposed to be Colby.
Colby. Okay, that's a good. Yeah, that's good.
Wait, Colby Jack.
I don't even know why it would be named.
Wait, can't
we also be named Dennis?
That's what it was.
Dennis. But it's spelled
D-E-N-I-S. No, wait, funny story. My younger brother was supposed to be spelled D-E-N-I-S. And my mom looked at my dad and was like,
no.
Are you sure you want his name spelled like that? Because if someone misspells it or accidentally writes the D wrong, he's screwed for life.
Or he'd just be called Dinas.
Or Dinas.
Is what my...
Yeah, I don't really know how, your mom was kind of sus for that thought, but yeah.
No, wait, you know what would be a fire twin name for Dennis, though? Something like Derek.
Dennis and Derek. Why?
Okay,
that's
so
bad.
Thing with them having the same fucking letter.
That's usually how it goes.
John, what would you think is a name for a twin for Dennis?
Okay. If it wasn't going to be Dennis, and in all seriousness, I mean, they might have named his twin Dennis as well. But if it wasn't Dennis, I would say it'd be... something like Marcus or something. Like
That could... I could see that.
Oh, you know, like something just like Marcus. And he would not wear glasses. Like, he'd be the same as
the
Dennis.
The superior Dennis.
Dennis with 20/20 vision.
Or contacts. What is this? Wait, I'm trying to think
of
Wade's twin now.
Wait, bro, we didn't ask John. Oh shit,
John.
God, he would rather. I would have a guy twin, bro. Like, we could practice karate. Like, he could hold up the board for
That's
me.
That's the guy too.
That's the go too. He could hold the board in karate, bro.
Yeah, like, we could train together. Like, you know, like, same, we were the same height. We could, like.
But, like, at the same time, I have three siblings, and my younger brother was almost always the same size as me growing up. So, like, That doesn't change much.
Right,
no, the only thing about it is that you guys either look alike or you're just having the same birthday.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, true. But nah, Nate, what you said about like having a sister? Nah, bro, because that's like cheat codes, because you learn,
yeah.
Like, you learn some stuff. You learn some stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Everyone be hating until they hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone sitting here now, like, we all have a sister. I have an older sister. You three have younger sisters. So, like...
But I did say, like, it helped me, though.
Yeah, but it did. Like
Adam got lucky.
What does he have?
He has two younger brothers.
Oh, that's
but
cool.
A girlfriend. He's lucky. He got lucky.
He does have a girlfriend.
He has a girlfriend and two... Okay, no, he's winning. And both his brothers have girlfriends as well.
He's winning right now, bro. And he had the glow-up of a century, so,
yeah.
Like...
Bro, he's up. Adam's always been up.
He did have the glow-up of a fucking century, bro.
Insane. I remember calling him, like, Pidgeotto in high school.
Bro, no, okay, Adam never... He was never ugly, bro. It was just his hair, bro.
Yeah,
he just had
it was his hair.
Yeah.
No,
Adam, I hope you listen. I hope you end up listening to this to hear that John Shaw agrees. It was never you. It was your fucking L choice.
Okay, just...
No, but the thing is, Adam's not going to listen to this unless we tell him to, or unless we tell him the context. So I'm curious if he actually, like,
I'm going to start. I'm just going to say we started talking shit, so he has to listen at the, like, 50-minute mark.
Yeah, I agree.
He's going to be listening just to hear the shit talk.
And he's like, skipping through
like,
it. Where is it?
Yeah, he's like, where is this shit?
I'm sorry, I'm still trying to think of a twin name for Nate.
Okay, what do you think?
I don't know. Like, I still feel like it should be, like, the same initial.
Oh, I was going to say, like, Josiah.
That is a crazy one. Wow, that is so left field. That is left fucking field.
Your sister wouldn't have been born yet. So I'd say Cameron.
Oh.
So Nate and Cam, no matter what?
Nate and Cam, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Low-key, I would have thought something like... Like, possibly Dylan.
Oh my god, the sirens. Whoops.
My mom really liked that name. I know that, so. I know my mom liked Dylan, so she probably wouldn't have been that.
Yeah. That's not bad. That's not bad. Dylan Brown.
Dylan Brown.
That's a strong name.
That's actually a good name.
Nate's like, shit, I'm gonna change my name.
I was about to be Dylan, bro.
Yeah?
I'm glad you're not.
I don't know how.
You're definitely a Nate.
You are a Nate.
You're such a Nate. It's a good name.
I don't know how to take that, but thank you.
No, it's good. No, it's good.
But, yeah. So, I think I'm going to start wrapping us up here. I enjoyed this talk. It was a good one. I thought we had some good little side conversation that honestly I was not expecting, but I enjoyed this, and I appreciate John for actually pulling up and recording with us. It was good to hear from you, man. I was excited to hear all this.
Of course.
So, but here, John, you ready for the best part? I don't know how long you listened into the episodes, but I hope you hear the Dennis quotes, or like we call them, statements.
Quote or statement.
Dennis, I hope you prepared this week.
I want a good one today. I want a good one.
But while Dennis thinks of that,
I got to think now.
John, would you like to plug anything?
Sure. John Shaw, JONSHAW 369. Yeah, putting out some new music soon, hopefully. But yeah, no, this was amazing. This was so fun. The most important part is this, 2 for 2. Yeah. Bro, I've been listening for so long. This is such a fun thing to do. And I remember when you first started the Instagram and all that shit, and I was like, yo, this is, Because, like, I didn't think it was corny. I thought it was brave, bro, because not many people do this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's fire. It's so fire.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate that. See, I enjoy doing this.
Wait, would you say that?
See, I enjoy this. I enjoy doing this because either, like, I don't really care about all the people who listen, like, who actually listens or not.
Right.
Like, I just enjoy actually doing this and, it, like, just putting it out there. But it makes me feel a lot better when I hear people actually enjoy listening to it. Like, there's a lot of people that were like you, like, when they saw the Instagram, they're like, shit, okay, that's kind of cool. Like, I fuck with that. And I appreciate that. And it's the same thing for you and your music, bro.
Good. No, yeah, because people just need to do stuff like that. Just do like random stuff, make themselves happy, you know. Yeah.
But like, Dennis, before, are you like, still thinking, little, like, my boy?
What?
No. I'm thinking. Just listening to you guys talk. I'm ready.
Oh yeah, Dennis, hit it.
Oh,
hit it.
Oh, okay. Drop. Okay, Dennis.
Drop the knowledge.
Oh wait, he pulled out his phone.
It can still be a quote. He did this last week.
This quote is from July 18th, 2021, at 1:52 a.m.
Oof. No, you are not quoting yourself again.
He's quoting himself again.
I don't know if I did this one. It doesn't sound like one. I don't know whose it is. It says, how your life feels is more important than how it looks.
That's not Dennis. Okay.
I'm looking it up.
Dennis said, so is that at 1:56 a.m.
Depends if it's actually...
That's not a Dennis quote. That's the thing. I don't know who said it.
How your life feels is more important than how it looks. It is a quote by
Dennis.
By Dennis.
It says debit mind on this one.
Okay.
They mean Dennis's mind.
Nah, you know what? Screw it. Screw it. I'll give it to him now. I don't care.
Man, finally gets it.
Guys, it was actually just simply not. Dennis, I'm gonna give it to him. Just don't tell him.
We stay winning, baby.
Don't forget to follow the Instagram _2_FOUR2_.
And because he's missing another one in a row, Dennis, do not plug Adam.
Do not plug Adam. We are not doing this again. He doesn't.
No, no, no. It's not Adam. I just want to make sure everyone. Make sure you go listen to Jonathan Shaw's music.
Yes, sir.
He is him.
You yes, guys sir. Are him.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate that. All right, John, thanks again, bro. But with that being said, I'm going to hit it with the 2-4-2 because we never miss, bitches. And
Dennis, oh, yeah.